That's right, folks. We've actually had some folks come by, and they've registered to win the Saints-Falcon tickets as well as the LSU-Alabama tickets. So you don't want to miss that opportunity, and you don't want to miss the food either. So come on by. I can smell it from over here. You want to come on by and visit us, and they will they can give you a tutorial if you want about what's going on with generators and how to deal with same. All right, folks. We are joined by Andronika my papers are flying all over the place. By Andronika Mars, Housing NOLA. Andronika, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Sorry. Yeah, thank you for having us back. Having me back.
It's been a long week, Andronika, and it's a Friday. It's like nothing seems to be flowing this morning. It's like it's crazy. But anyway, a big win. A big win for Leslie Harris and her initiative on the 2% of the budget being set aside for affordable housing. You and I talked about this in advance of the election, and I raised some of my concerns about how that spend would be made and what was going to be the outcome and, you know, and how real was it going to be. And we talked a little bit about that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so first of all, it's a big win for the people of New Orleans. We are so grateful to Leslie Harris, Councilwoman Harris, for her leadership and the rest of the council for getting this on the ballot. But the people of New Orleans deserve all of the credit for this victory, and we need to listen to them very carefully because they spoke definitively and very clearly that they heard the arguments against this, the concerns against it, and they said very clearly, we do want you to invest some of our money in our homes. And so what's next is making that real. So we have right now a budget. The city of New Orleans is going through its budget process right now. There's an opportunity for the council and the mayor's office to heed the 75% of New Orleanians who told them they wanted them to invest in their housing and to do so starting now in this budget. There's about $60 million that the city of New Orleans is talking about appropriating in the 2025 cycle. That money needs to be clearly appropriated and invested in addressing short-term and long-term needs. And so we are going to be working with community to make and our partners and the council and the mayor's office to make sure that that budget is reflective of those values. And then we get on to next year. The advisory board will convene to talk about how to administer the trust fund dollars that are going to be available in the 2026 budget year.
So you mentioned, did you say 16 or 60 million?
60. $62 million dollars is currently.
But just so we don't confuse. So we don't confuse
it. Right. Two different things.
It's two different things. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
That's right. So these are programs that were created already. These were existing funds. And this is one of the reasons why we pushed back so hard against doing nothing, was that there's money there right now that needs to be administered, that needs to be clearly invested. And some of it needs to be put out immediately, and it can be put out immediately. The city has programs already. And that is what the people voted for. They said, we want this process that will add additional money and clearly lay out how it's going to be invested. So we hope the council and the mayor heed that call and follow that right now with the money that they already have. The money that they already have, the money that they need to invest. We have a crisis. There is no reason to wait. They're making proposals on how the money is going to get spent. It needs to be a mixture of immediate needs met, everything from helping people stay in their homes, helping our vulnerable seniors, our senior homeowners who are struggling with insurance, helping them stay in their homes, and as well as making investments so that we can continue to build to the standards that we need to meet.
And you're pretty confident that this is going to happen, because all of what you just said is not actually what they voted on. But be that as it may, the city had already come out and said they were going to do this anyway, whether or not this amendment to the city charter passed or not. It's just a recognition that of the 2% of the overall budget would be associated to affordable housing. I mean, they were doing this already. I know in the past.
Well, so that's a good point. Yeah, that's a point of clarification that needs to be like cleared up. What they're doing now, what they've done in the past, is different, is dramatically different from what the trust fund is. Number one, saying you're going to do something, the city in various incarnations has made commitments and has dishonored those commitments and has not made those investments in housing. And certainly not taking general operating funds. The money that we're talking about now are HUD, are largely HUD dollars that they are required to spend. It's leftover money from some older programs that they are required to spend, and they have chosen to spend them on housing. And that has not been done consistently. That's why we've been failing the last few years, because they've not been honoring those commitments. They say one thing and they have done something else. They have been wildly inconsistent. We have in the past budget cycles with programs like the Healthy Homes Initiative, where the mayor introduced a budget that didn't fund a program that is critical to the city's success. That's happened a number of years in a row. That's what's been happening in the past. The trust fund will stop a lot of those shenanigans, because there will be money available expressly and explicitly for housing that has to be obligated towards housing. And they can no longer choose to do something else with it and pretend like they've made a commitment and then dishonor that commitment. So that's the difference, and I want to make sure that that's very clear, because the backup
I'm glad that you cleared that up.
Alternative, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up, but I'll make the following observation, and I think you'll agree with me. That's one thing. You still have to execute, right? So we've had money, FEMA money, in order to do a number of things since after Katrina, and here we stand, and I think we still got 40% of the money to spend. We haven't executed. And, you know, my whole thing is there's more than one way to skin a cat. If you want to delay, just because it's appropriated and it's in a budget cycle, it doesn't mean they're going to spend it. And, you know, we know that all too well, because we've had federal dollars, as you just pointed out, that have been available for years and years and years. And actually, we've had federal audits come in and write us up for not spending the money timely. And, you know, so we have internal problems bigger than just money. And that's, I always say, you need to have the ability to receive. And you and I talked about that. And what that means is, when you get the money, you got to be able to act on it. It doesn't help anybody if it's sitting in a bank account, drawing interest.
That's right. That's right. And that was also one of the big changes that we were able to get with this trust fund, with these dollars, is the groups, the city departments that are managing the housing money now, they will not be the ones administering these dollars. They will continue to focus on managing the federal dollars. And one of the things that we want to see happen is that there's more scrutiny applied to how those dollars are administered, and there's coordination. These funds are going to two agencies who have a track record of pushing dollars out the door: the Finance Authority of New Orleans and the Redevelopment Authority of New Orleans, both of whom have done amazing jobs post-Katrina getting federal funds and pushing them out the door. You mentioned the FEMA dollars. You might even be thinking about and talking about, for example, the Resiliency District in Gentilly, which the city is now, the city of New Orleans has now been moving on. The one thing that people talk about is that those dollars had multiple partners. The Redevelopment Authority was one of the partners. They got their dollars out the door years ago, not last year, 2 years ago, years ago. They're part of the grants which invested in people's homes, did stormwater management projects at people's homes surrounding the Resilience District. The Redevelopment Authority got that money and got it out the door years ago. These two agencies have a track record. The Finance Authority stood up the Soft Second program that was ahead of the city's Soft Second program. They got their dollars out the door years ago. So one of the things that we talked about here, and community was very clear when there was conversation about designing this program, is we had to in order for community to vote for it, they needed to see performance. And we could not pretend that the same actors right now who are struggling, who we need to hold them accountable, why not deputize folks who have a track record of doing this and giving them the resources to do it? And that's what's going to happen with this money. These dollars are going to, with the council's directive on the programs and the priorities, go to agencies that have a track record of pushing this money out the door.
Well, that's encouraging.
Into people's homes.
That's encouraging, yes, to hear that, because that's been a problem that we've had historically. You and I have talked about it. I've sensed the frustration in your voice many, many times about this,
yes,
issue, where we talk and talk and talk, and we got the money sitting there, and we don't spend, we don't implement, we don't execute, and we get nowhere fast. And meanwhile, since you and I started talking, the number of affordable housing units that we need, that number grows exponentially every year.
Correct. And that's why it's important. That's why it was important to get these resources, because we do need more money, and to make sure that we had a process that is as rock solid as you can design. It still requires oversight. It still requires engagement and accountability. And fortunately for us, there's going to be a big accountability opportunity next year as well. As the council works on this, many of them are going to be running for office next year. We will be able to hold them accountable on how they act in this budget cycle, on how they move around housing over the next few months, and how they administer, how they appropriate and designate the first tranches of dollars from the trust fund. There's going to be a built-in accountability for all of them.
And that's the best time to do it. Got to get to a break. Andranika Morris, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Newell. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.